When someone wants to show love for their child or their spouse, they'll refer to them as a gift from God. And it's also said of a job or something that they own which makes them happy and comfortable. James chapter 1, verse 17 frames it this way. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 13 adds this, and also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor. It is the gift of God. Now, unless you want to twist other verses to fit this view, which I strongly advise against doing, that's pretty much it for how the Bible addresses the physical gifts of God. The first and foremost gift from God has always been and always will be spiritual. Best known declaration of this is found in Romans chapter 6, verse 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. The magnitude of this gift is described in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 15. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. Having determined these separate aspects of gifts from God, let's look at God's delivery system. There is his grace. That's where God blesses you through delivering to you something that you've been praying and asking for that's righteous. God's grace and what it brings is explained in Acts chapter 20, verse 32. So now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified. Catch that word, inheritance. That means God has something for you that's destined for you. We also learn this in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may have abundance for every good work. The second way God delivers his blessings is through his mercy. This is when God tells you, you know, you may not realize it, but you really need this, and I really need you to accept it. Since we've all fallen short, it's only through God's mercy that we have the way to be made righteous. This is declared in Romans chapter 11, verse 32. For God has committed them all to disobedience, that he might have mercy on all. I placed all this in front of you so I can ask you this question. Are all gifts from God what we would call good gifts? Well, of course they are. Problem that we create is how we don't understand some of those gifts and we wind up rejecting them. Through that rejection, we continue to fall short. And as a Christian, has your life been completely, totally free of painful moments or challenging times? Well, that means you probably haven't walked out of your house in quite some time. Jesus warns us about what today might hold in Matthew chapter 6, verse 34. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Wait a minute, how can that be? I mean, I know Satan has control of the earth as he roars like a lion seeking his prey, but don't I have full protection through God? Again, the answer is yes, you do. Even when you're going through troubled times, God is with you. Let's go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 3. But the Lord is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one. When God allows a troubled time into your life, it's through his mercy. He knows that you need to experience it. He knows it'll strengthen you. He knows it'll teach you. He knows it'll enable you to be there for someone else who at some time still to come will be experiencing a similar troubled time and will need counsel and loving support from someone like you. Sure, it's wonderful after hearing a family member or friend cry out about troubles that they're having to say you're praying for them, but if that's all you can do, then you're coming up short again. James chapter 2, verse 17 instructs us, thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. To be certain, gaining experience is not always easy. It takes years to become a doctor, a teacher, even an air traffic controller. Would it ever be a good idea? Have a store clerk take out your appendix, or how about a bus driver landing an airplane? It's through our experience from times of challenge, always under God's guidance and protection, that when we offer our ear and heart to someone in trouble who says, or you have no clue about what I'm going through, that we can say, yes, I do. Think of it this way. If a horse pulls back on the reins over and over, trainer will, in most cases, give up on that horse. So do you want to pull back on the reins to your life that God holds in his hand? Or do you have complete faith in the promise that we're given in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 14? But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you are blessed. And do not be afraid of their threats, nor be troubled.